This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, July 9th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Newsom walks lightly on water. Delta bill sinks. And is it tariff day at the Supreme Court? Newsom's final address to legislature avoids ag issues. In his final State of the State address, Governor Gavin Newsom portrayed California as resilient in the face of the Trump administration and touted his policies and state investments in education, housing, crime, several other priority issues. Newsom mentioned farmers, ranchers, and farm workers only in passing, gave the water policy a light touch. That after the legislature twice rejected his bid to fast-track the Delta Tunnel last year. He highlighted Sites Reservoir as the first above-ground storage project in half a century, cited faster permitting timelines enabled by legislative reforms. He also thanked lawmakers for their work on rural broadband. By contrast, Newsom's first State of the State address marked an aggressive turn with water policy. He announced the firing of a divisive state water board chair and declared the first task is to cross the finish line on real agreements, signaling a shift toward reaching a compromise over Delta flows for, quote, the stability of our agriculture sector. The rebuttal? Well, Republicans yesterday countered that Newsom has failed to deliver on several promises, blaming him for the state budget deficit, along with cuts to wildfire prevention and cost overruns for high-speed rail. Assembly Republican leader Heath Flora contended that, quote, Californians are paying more and getting less because his policies keep driving up the cost of everyday life. Take note. For the first time in 5 years, Newsom returned to the Capitol to deliver the address to lawmakers in person. Yet he is shying away from the cameras when unveiling his initial budget proposal today. Finance Director Joe Stephenshaw will present it to reporters instead. The nonpartisan Legislative Analyst's Office has pegged the budget deficit at around $18 billion for the coming fiscal year, though recent tax filings have bumped up revenues and reduced that number somewhat. Wilson pulls Delta bill. Assemblymember Lori Wilson of Susan City has withdrawn AB 497, which would have set a deadline for the State Water Board to approve the Bay Delta Plan. Restore the Delta, rallying environmental advocates against the bill, celebrated the news as a win yesterday, telling members the moment shows the power of our collective action and why our work is not over. Un-Liberation Day? Well, the Supreme Court could issue a verdict as soon as today on a landmark case challenging the legality of President Donald Trump's emergency tariffs. Today is an opinion day for the court, although it does not say which cases will get decision. Trump told the New York Times in an extended interview this week that officials have already considered workarounds should he lose, including through repackaging the tariffs as, quote, license fees. The 1977 law that Trump used to place duties on dozens of countries on Liberation Day specifically allows the imposition of licenses but does not directly mention tariffs. Also take note that justices plan to meet today to discuss whether to grant a petition from Bayer subsidiary Monsanto. The company maintains the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act preempts liability claims made by plaintiffs in state courts. Bayer has settled about 100,000 cases, but faces thousands more. The plaintiffs allege that exposure to the herbicide Roundup caused their non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Rollins and other officials to tout dietary guidelines across the country. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins will hit the road next week to promote the new dietary guidelines for Americans. Kyle Diamantis, the Food and Drug Administration Deputy Commissioner for Human Food, said at an event celebrating the new DGH yesterday that federal officials, including Rollins, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and others, would be traveling to schools, VA clinics, farms, hospitals, and many other locations kicking off the 2026 Dietary Guidelines for Americans Roadshow. Rollins touted proposed stocking requirements for SNAP retailers that would require them to sell more items from four staple food groups, dairy, protein, grains, and fruits and vegetables. Starting almost immediately, we're doubling what's called the stocking standard, making sure that if they're going to take a tax dollar on behalf of those with the least among us, that they will have twice as many healthy alternatives to choose from, she said. New screwworm case detected 215 miles from the Texas border. New world screwworm has been detected in the Mexican state of Tamaulipas, 215 miles south of the U.S. border. That according to Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. A press release from the Texas Department of Agriculture says the infected animal had no history of movement outside of the state and that this is the third active case there. However, Mexican officials report no evidence yet of an established screwworm population in that Mexican state, the release says. The agency advising livestock producers to monitor their animals closely, report any suspicious wounds or infestations that they notice. Strawberry anti-dumping case could set a new model for ag industries. A lawyer representing a group of Florida-based strawberry growers says an anti-dumping case could serve as a new model for ag industry petitions. Daniel Pickard, who leads the international trade practice at Buchanan, Ingersoll, and Rooney, tells AgriPulse he used a rare provision of the law to limit the scope of the analysis to a singular region. Generally, trade cases are brought on a national basis, Pickard said. A regional industry provision allows petitioners from a geographic region to mount an investigation for issues that may not affect the national industry or have broad industry support. The strawberry industry, he said, is largely split between California and Florida, but Florida has faced the brunt of the injury from winter imports from Mexico. This is the type of thing that Congress clearly was thinking about when they passed this law, Pickard said. Here's today's final word. Stabilizing the market, protecting ratepayers, and fixing the FAIR plan are hard challenges, but they are solvable. That's Senator Ben Allen of Santa Monica outlining his campaign priorities in an opinion piece for Cal Matters as he runs for insurance commissioner. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, January 9th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Nally.